Decreeing, declaring, proclaiming. Okay, so now we know there's all different kinds of prayer. But the Holy Spirit led me to speak on the power and the positive results of decreeing, declaring, and proclaiming the Word of God. When we speak the Word of God or speak what lines up with the Word, what we speak and what we continue to say causes victory in our life and in the lives of others. It causes the enemy to stop, him to continue to tempt us, attack us, to go any further. It calls him off assignment against us or anyone we are decreeing, declaring, and proclaiming for. It also causes God to move on our behalf to back us up when we speak the word. It will also release the angels on assignment for us. It also builds our faith and our confidence as we continue to decree, declare, and proclaim his word. A few weeks ago, I did a message on "It is written." It was how Jesus took authority over Satan with the word as he was being tempted by him. And those scriptures are found in Matthew 4:1 and in Luke 4:1. Now, hopefully the message is on the website. I'm not sure if it is or not because Trish is getting over her knee operation. So hopefully it's on there if you want to listen to it. Decrees, declarations, and proclaiming are powerful concepts found throughout the Bible. They involve speaking forth God's truths. They are rooted in God's word and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the words out of our mouths carry power to shape the spiritual realm and align one's life with the will of God. I'm going to say that again. You got to get this. The words out of our mouths carry power to shape the spiritual realm and align one's life with the word of God, or the will of God. If we would declare his promises with confidence and authority, we will tap into transformative power and bring his intervention in our lives to change any situation. You want me to say that again? No? Yes. If we would declare his promises with confidence and authority, we will tap into transformative power and bring his intervention in our lives to change any situation. We all have situations that need to be changed. Amen? Amen. I know I do. It is all in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. There's tremendous power that our words carry into the atmosphere. Whether we speak life or death, blessings or cursings, our words shape our reality. As believers, we have to be intentional to do this on purpose, to be about declaring God's promises over our lives and situations, trusting that our words align with his will. His will is his word. I could stop right there and say amen. But let's go on here. So what is a decree? A decree is an official order issued by someone with legal authority, often a king, judge, or a leader, and we are called kings and priests. So we have authority because Jesus gave us that authority. And that's in 1 Peter 2:9 and Revelation 1:5 through 6. In the word of God, decrees are spoken with the power of the tongue to enact God's will. For example, in Job 22:28, and that's the King James Version, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon its ways." Now, a declaration is a verbal announcement of truth, faith, or commitment. Declarations affirm the promises of God and invite God's hand to move powerfully in specific situations. When we declare in Jesus' name, we are proclaiming God's plans over our lives or others, releasing the power of words into the atmosphere. I think that's where we need like a revelation. Everything that comes out of our mouth is going in the atmosphere. It's traveling, okay? And it's going to do what we say. So to proclaim is to make a public announcement or sharing the good news. It involves declaring God's truth and spreading the gospel to all who will listen. When we proclaim, we're being used by God to bring his message of redemption, love, hope that reaches others. Like it says in Isaiah 61:1 and Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, is upon you, because he has anointed, say, us to proclaim good news to the poor. Right? Decrees and declarations have strong biblical support. We see God, his prophets, and his people making proclamations that influence both earthly and spiritual realms. God's decrees spoke creation into existence with his word in Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. His word carries creative power and reflects the work of his hands. The word of the Lord through prophets often issued prophetic decrees to declare future events, enforce God's will, or warn people. Example of the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah, they both proclaim God's judgments, restorations, promises through their words. In Jeremiah 1:9-10, it says, then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms. And this is my favorite part. It says, to uproot, tear down, destroy, and overthrow, to build and to plant. That's what we could do with the word spoken out of our mouth. Modern day prophets still emphasize the importance of biblical declarations in guiding believers today. These prophetic declarations and decrees may reveal God's plans and purposes, bringing divine intervention, and will fulfill prophecy that the Lord may have been given to us personally. We have to speak them forth. Now, of course, they have to be from God. Okay, we don't want to repeat and confess anything that doesn't line up with how we feel about it, okay? If we get a check in our spirit. And if anyone, and this is could go back to our childhood, if anyone has spoken negative or a word that isn't correct to you or a curse word, cancel it. Say, I cancel, destroy those words right now over my life. They will not operate. They will not perform what they were meant to do. Now, is it okay if I use you? Annette, she's so happy today, even though she wanted the Lord to heal her, but she had to go to the doctor. But when she was a young girl, her mother used to tell her that she was going to be blind, just like Aunt Faith. Her aunt's name was Faith, and that's what she said. So she grew up with this curse word over her whole life, and it manifested. That's how powerful words are, okay? So that's a really good example. Thank you for allowing me to use that. Jesus also demonstrated the power of decrees when he rebuked the storm in Mark 4:39, when he said, "Peace, be still." His command showed God's divine power over nature. The power is in our tongue. Words spoken in faith carry weight in the spiritual realm, enabling us to break the works of the enemy and to stand firm on the promises of God. Decrees break and release past mistakes and align our lives with the goodness of God. Also, what I just said, all those curses too. Declaring biblical truths breaks fear and releases perfect peace, and proclaiming God's promises and speaking God's word over our personal life to align with his perfect plans for us. And God, all of us have a plan from God in our life. We have all have a destiny. When we prepare decrees and declarations with prayer, they become powerful prayers of faith that will shift circumstances and invite God's divine power into one's life. We can declare God's promises over our health issues, family issues, financial dilemmas, and spiritual growth. Okay. Here are some examples that I used. Now, I hope it's okay. I'm going to use Rita's son. It's all good. Trisha's sons and Annette's son in this one. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "I am a new creation in Christ Jesus." And if we need to see someone change, for example, like I'm going to do right now, use this. Rita's son David is a new creation in Christ Jesus. Therefore, he is being changed right now, because the Holy Spirit is transforming him by the power. And Lord, we thank you right now for this change. Lord, we lift up Trisha's sons, Jason and Patrick. We thank you, Lord, that they are both new creations in Christ Jesus according to the word, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we thank you, Lord, that we see Holy Spirit transforming them into the image and likeness of God. And then the last one is Annette's son, Wayne Sr. Lord, we thank you for Wayne Sr. We thank you, Lord, that you are making him a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are transforming him from his past and everything that's been attacking him. Lord, we thank you. You're setting him free. We thank you, Lord, he's being transformed right now by the power of God, because it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that he is a new creation in Christ Jesus. And Lord, it says, when two or three gathered in your name and agree upon anything, it shall come to pass. So we're in agreement for that. Okay, here's some more. Need protection. The blood of Jesus covers our lives and protects us from harm, according to Psalm 91, and Jesus' blood covers. Example, I'm going to use Robert Dosti right now because he needs this. I declare that Robert Dosti and his family are covered by the blood of Jesus, and I bind Psalm 91 over them to protect them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment will be put in the wrong. So, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you we cover them in the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that no harm will come near them. I thank you that you surround them with your angels and you keep them safe. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Struggling with fear, you could say this. Father God, I declare that I have a sound mind, for you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, so therefore, spirit of fear, you must go now. I uproot you and destroy you, and perfect love casts out all fear according to your word, because the perfect love of God is in me, you. Amen? Okay. Need healing. These are just some examples here. These are the common ones. By the blood of Jesus, I declare that I am healed. I am whole. It is written that by his stripes we are healed, according to Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. It's a pretty common one. We say that an awful lot here. Provision and finances. Father, I thank you and I declare that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:19. So therefore, Lord, I thank you that you're working out all my financial issues. And Lord, that you are turning all things around for good. Because we love you and we're your children. So Lord, you take care of us and we thank you, Lord, that every situation, even right now, is being turned around for all of us. In Jesus' name. Do you claim that? Yes, I do. Okay, if you need to write out your declarations of faith so you can see how they come to pass, I encourage you to do that. Remember the movie The War Room? I forgot the lady's name, but remember she made a closet just for prayer, and she had all those post-its on it, and everybody she wanted God to see changed or circumstances changed. She had all these post-its on and all these scriptures and all these names. That's what we're talking about here. And she never gave up, and every one of them changed. Amen. So faith is the foundation. Without faith, declarations lack power. Jesus taught us in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Or in the Passion, it says it like this. Jesus says, you will have what your faith expects. That's a little different because our faith may not be expecting the right thing. I'm hitting on some things here. You know, this is for me, too. I mean, we all do this. Avoid empty words. Joking around and, you know, yeah, I'm only playing, but you really mean it. And, you know, stuff like that. Not so good. Declarations. You hear that, Craig? That one's for you, okay? He's shaking his head. He kids around a lot before you guys come in here. So anyway, it's all good though. Okay, so declarations are not magical formulas. They must be rooted in the Word of God and spoken in faith and led by the Holy Spirit. When we are declaring or decreeing, we cannot doubt according to James 1:6. It says, but let him ask in faith without wavering. All doubt must go, staying focused on the word and his promises. There are so many scriptures that I can give you today. I'm just going to give you a few just to keep your faith up. Matthew 18:18, the power of agreement, says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This passage reveals the power of agreement in prayer. As we declare God's will in agreement with others, we activate his authority to bind and to loose in the spiritual realm. This power to decree is given to us as believers. This is a famous one here, Mark 11:23, faith in decreeing mountains. Truly I tell you, if anyone says, so you got to speak, to this mountain, whatever that mountain is, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Jesus teaches us that faith-filled declarations have power to move mountains. When we speak God's promises with unwavering faith, nothing is impossible. Decreeing God's will allows us to see his miraculous power at work. Isaiah 55:11, God's word never returns void. We say this one a lot. So is my word that goes out of from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God's word is powerful and will accomplish its purpose. When we declare his word, it will never return void, but will bring about the transformation he desires. Our words spoken in faith carry the same power to accomplish God's will. Jeremiah 1:12, God watches over his word. It says, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God is faithful to fulfill his promises. As we declare his word, he watches over it to ensure it comes to pass. This gives us the confidence that when we speak God's promises, he will make them reality. Romans 4:17. This is always controversial, but calling things that are not as though they are. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He's our father in the sight of God in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. God calls things into existence by his word. As his children, we are invited to do the same thing. When we declare God's promises, we are calling into being what we do not see yet, trusting that his word has power to bring it to life. He's awesome. Remember, we all have to watch or be aware of the things that come out of our mouths. We may have to uproot some bad seed, like we talked about, those negative word curses. We have to watch what we say about people. We want to say the things we want to see, not what we see. Okay? And remember, if you can remember anything that was spoken over your life that's not right or line up with God, get rid of it, okay? Words that come out of our mouths start in our thoughts, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Be mindful, we have the mind of Christ. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that is the word of God, Romans 12:2. Let's look up James 3:2, and I'm going to end with this. I know I gave you a lot of scriptures today, but this is to encourage us, to remind us. God wants us to be reminded of what comes out of our mouth, because we could change our life. We could change any circumstance. I'm telling the truth. Anything. Anything can be changed. It says in James 3:2, we all fall in many areas. I'm reading out of the Passion. We all fail, in many areas, but especially with our words. Yet if we're able to bridle the words we say, we are powerful enough to control ourselves in every way, and that means our character is mature and fully developed. Horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. And the same with mighty ships. Though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. And so the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. Just think of how a small flame can set a huge forest ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. It can be compared to the sum total of wickedness and is the most dangerous part of our human body. It corrupts the entire body and is a hellish flame. It releases a fire that can burn throughout the course of human existence. For every wild animal on earth, including birds, creeping reptiles, creatures of the sea and land have all been overpowered and tamed by humans. But the tongue is not able to be tamed. It's a fickle, unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongue to praise God our Father and then turn around and curse a person who was made in his image. Out of the same mouth, we pour out words of praise 1 minute and curses the next. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. Wow. I think we just got a spanking, right? So we have the power, like I said, we could change the world what we speak. We know that we say things about people because of what they're going through or what they are. But if we would just change the way we speak about them and not say what is and start saying what God wants them to be, what you want to see them be, according to the Word of God. Not using spiritual witchcraft, but just like I just said, right? And they'll change. Now, a ship can't change on a dime, okay? That small rudder, you remember the Titanic? It's trying to get away from that iceberg, but it took, you know, it didn't have enough time to do that turn, and they hit that iceberg. Well, it's the same with the tongue. It takes a while with our faith to be persistent and not to give up on a situation or a person or circumstance, whatever it is, it could change by the power of our words when we speak them by faith. Amen? Amen. And that's what I have today. Hallelujah.